Mr. Cole Sensor.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Well, I thought that'd shake you up a little.
Jesus. I went out and listened to your press conference, and I must say it was superb. I leaned over to Haldeman during it, and I said, how would you like to be managing Ed Muskie's campaign right now? God, you just... It's breathtaking, really.
Well, you got to give old Henry just came in. I guess you got to give him a lot of credit. Really, we're playing it's a game of it's a tightrope act. But I'll tell you one thing, though. These people on the other side, when we got those congressional group in, I think Henry will agree, they didn't know what the hell to say.
Well, there's not much they can say. You've so preempted the field next year with.
For a while, of course, things can fall between then. But incidentally, I think it's good Meany came along, and he made his own conditions. But we don't care.
He tried to. We actually, the best thing that happened was that with that statement that we all worked on yesterday, we were able to release because even his self-serving reply to it, or his self-serving statement, doesn't have any credibility because. What we laid out yesterday was exactly the terms we'd had from the beginning. We didn't give him a thing, but...
I said that, too. Well...
Did George Shultz tell you about his call?
I called him.
Oh, you called me?
Yeah, I called him. Yeah, I called him and thanked him.
Excellent.
What the hell?
Excellent.
Well, he said he'd been decent. Incidentally, Henry called him and informed me about this announcement, should you know, too.
Excellent. Well, that's
to keep him off balance.
Well, it does. Well, he called, when he heard you had another statement this afternoon on labor, he called Shultz almost pleading for you to accept his statement and not to repudiate it.
Yeah.
So, in fact, regardless of his outside bluster, he has come crawling to us.
Sure.
And he knew
that's
all right. He was in a box.
Some of the business people, we've got to just keep them on the box. It's just having him in the game is what's important.
Well, that's right. The business side, I don't worry about a bit. We can handle them. The thing that, even if this thing sometime blows up, which Shultz and others are convinced it will,
Well, I'm not convinced it will.
No, I'm not either.
As Meany said today, if we can get the inflation down to 3.5, we'd be doing well.
Mr. President, the thing that everybody loses sight of is that the biggest wage settlements are behind us, and that next spring... They're going to be a hell of a lot less anyway, my point is that if we can make this thing work, even just make it appear to be working, the results next spring, we're going to get the credit for.
Sure.
And that's the big thing. But I think your announcement today
this will be a good stage for your meeting with Harris. He's coming in tomorrow, I understand.
He's coming in to see you at... I'll bring him in at 4:30. I've sent you some background material, but
good deal.
No, I think.
We'll wait to see him then.
God, you're riding awful high. I just.
No, well, it's just you never know what affect people, but at least it'll disturb Muskie.
Well, it's much more significant than that, really, Mr. President.
The world, that's right.
Of course, it is, and the point is that
any jackass can see that, even the bastards at Harvard.
Well, I tell you, I can tell Henry's with you.
Yeah.
If the election were tomorrow, or next week, or a month from now, I'd give them about 3 states at the most.
Okay. All right.
Great, sir. Bye.